Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Well, folks, we made it through Trump's inauguration day, and I truly have to say, I didn't think we were going to make it to this day. Without some kind of major false flag event, you heard some of the things that I was concerned about, the desperation of the deep state, that they might use dirty bombs or radiological events or cyber attack or anything. I did not think that they would allow a transition of power over to Trump. And I still think they have something up their sleeve. I want to talk about that here in a second. But note that Biden pardoned a whole slew of people, including Fauci. And I think a lot of the J6 committee members, I think he pardoned Adam Schiff and maybe even Liz Cheney, who's a Republican. But of course, she's a rhino traitor, obviously. But he pardoned a whole slew of people, including some of his own family members, which is, in effect, an admission of guilt, just saying, you know, look, they're going to be prosecuted by Trump's DOJ because those people are, in fact, traitors and crooks and fraudsters. And in Fauci's case, you know, he's a genocidal lunatic, a mass murderer. And Senator Rand Paul has already said the pardon won't stop the prosecution. You know, a pardon simply nullifies a jail sentence, let's say, but it doesn't stop you from being charged, or prosecuted, and held for trial. And that's exactly what should happen to Fauci. We need a public trial over Anthony Fauci and Ralph Barrick and Peter Daszak and, you know, some of the others that were involved in this. And of course, they get the opportunity to present evidence in their own defense. But we need the public to see a process where the truth is allowed to come out and where there is a verdict. Because you and I both know that at least with Fauci, the verdict is guilty. Guilty of, in effect, mass murder. Guilty of homicide times a million. So we need to see that happen. And I believe that Biden is issuing all of these pardons because he has foreknowledge of the fact that Trump is going to prosecute these traitors, as he should. And I hope that Trump is unleashed against the traitors and those who were trying to bring this country down, those who kept the borders wide open, those who faked the deep state intelligence to try to claim that that Trump was run by the Russians, or those who rigged the 2020 election, for that matter. Like most Americans, I want to see significant prosecutions of the crooks, the traitors, the treasonous actors, you know, the bioweapons developers, and also those who deceived us on purpose. There are criminals within the FDA, criminals within the CDC, you know, criminals in the NIH and the NIAID, and many other places as well. And these people need to be prosecuted. Now, the deportations are going to begin almost immediately. I texted one of my law enforcement contacts in Texas and asked him, hey, when are the deportations going to begin? He said, here's the deal. There are thousands of illegals currently in jails across Texas. They're sitting in county jails. And most of those jails are full. So local law enforcement can't even really go out and arrest new people because there's no place to put them in the jails. So he said that as soon as Trump's DOJ or, you know, immigration services, as soon as the feds are ready to take these illegals off the hands of local law enforcement, they will hand them over. And when is that going to begin? I don't know. Within days, probably, hopefully, very soon. We are going to see mass deportations on a scale that has not been witnessed in this country for generations. I don't even know what year it was that we had mass deportations last time. It did happen before. It seems like it was in the 1960s or I don't even know. But you and I have never seen anything like this, most of us. So this is going to begin. You're going to see mass deportations. And then as these illegals are taken out of the jails, then you're going to see local law enforcement start arresting and jailing criminals that otherwise had been left on the street because there was no place to put them in the jails. So this is actually going to have numerous effects, one of them being that it's going to get more crooks off the streets. It's going to get illegals out of the country. You're going to see crime rates start to go down. You're going to see traffic fatalities start to go down. And the home invasions, the looting, the robberies, all of it is going to start to decline. Now, have no illusions that there are foreign enemy combatants who are currently occupying the United States right now. They are behind enemy lines in their minds. You know, they are here in America, and they want to destroy America. I'm shocked that they have not been fully activated before today, although it's clear that some of them were setting the fires in California, which destroyed a lot of infrastructure there. So they do know how to use fire as a weapon when the conditions are conducive to that, you know, the spreading of fires. This tells me that they are going to activate now as a last-ditch effort as Trump's deportations kick into high gear. So I would say it's wise for all of us to be on high alert right now, just for the next few weeks, as we watch Trump's people get deployed and we watch what Tom Hoban does, we watch what happens with the changing of the guard at the DOJ and the FBI and even the DOD. Trump has already declared a national emergency at the border, and he is apparently deploying troops. I don't know if it's National Guard troops, probably is, to the border. I saw a tweet from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was applauding that move and said it's about time and we are going to secure our border. And yes, that needs to be done, and that is beginning right now. That's beginning. So the potential for conflict or a revolt or resistance among the occupying enemy forces is now very, very high. Again, I thought they would fully activate before now. I especially thought that the danger zone was between January 6th and January 20th. And hey, for all we know, maybe different groups tried other things that just did not succeed. Maybe they got shut down. Maybe Trump's people are already, you know, halting nefarious traitors behind the scenes. I don't know. But thank God we did not see the kind of worst case scenarios that I was very afraid we would see. However, we could still see them. So be vigilant. It's going to take a while to clean up this country. It's going to take a while to arrest the traitors, and it's going to take years to prosecute them. And it's going to take a while to clean up the streets and get the illegals out of this country, etc. So just have patience with this process. And I want you to know that law enforcement, that is the pro-America law enforcement, they are with us. They are going to work hard to clean up the streets. The sheriff's deputies are with us. A lot of city cops are with us. Not all of them, not in the Democrat-controlled cities. But for the most part, the cops are with us. The sheriffs are with us. You know, the firefighters, the first responders, they're mostly with us on this. They want America back. They're tired of the criminality. They're tired of the DAs letting criminals back on the streets. You know, they're tired of the corruption and the fraud and the lies and the plandemics and all of that. You know, the American people are fed up. That's why Trump won the election. People have just had enough. So this brings me to the most likely point of attack by the deep state. Now, remember during Trump's first administration, they attacked him with all kinds of made up, you know, the fake Trump dossier, fake accusations, endless lawfare. You know, nobody's going to put up with that this time. Trump is in command, and the mood in America has completely changed. Even many of the judges are sick and tired of all the shenanigans that the Democrats pulled off. So the mood has changed. But the number one weapon that the deep state has against Trump right now is to crater the banking system. Financial attack. Now, let's get one thing crystal clear here. The Democrats and the deep state, they are not just traitors to America, as we all lived through for the last 4 years. They are saboteurs. They are enemy combatants in our midst, and they are actively seeking to bring down this nation and to lay the blame on Trump, to try to destroy his credibility and get him out of office. So there's nothing they won't do to achieve that. And the number one thing that they can lay at Trump's feet right now would be a banking failure. You can already see the narrative in the mainstream media where they're saying that any problems with the economy that Biden experienced, well, those were Trump's fault from the Trump administration. But anything good that happened in the last 4 years, that's all Biden's credit. But now that Trump's back in, Trump's going to cause horrible things. I mean, Janet Yellen was even talking about this, saying that if Trump's tax cuts are allowed to continue, then it's going to be catastrophic. You know, the government will go into too much debt and too much inflation, and et cetera. So the deep state is planning a financial war. They're already setting up the narrative to try to trap Trump. And of course, a lot of the corporate media are going along with this. Now, how can Trump combat this? Well, number one, the first thing Trump needs to do is arrest the traitors. We know who these people are. We know who the puppet masters are. They need to be taken down and prosecuted. And you can't just sit back and wait for them to launch their attacks on America. Trump knows who they are, and their time has come to be prosecuted. Now, secondly, you have to bolster the economy through genuine methods, not like meme coins and, oh, everybody's getting rich on this stupid meme coin. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things like ending the federal income tax. You want to have an amazing economy? You want to make America great again economically? You want to make America so strong economically that nobody can bring it down? End the federal income tax. Very simple. And then refund the last 5 years of income taxes to the American people. You want to talk about a stimulus. And it's their own money that you're just giving them back their own money. You're not even really creating new money to give to the people because it's their own money to begin with. Now, yes, the government's always creating new money to fund its own debt operations, and that needs to obviously be severely cut. And so the more you cut the government spending and the more you lower taxes, the more confidence you build in the economy and the more small businesses make investment decisions about building infrastructure, hiring people, scaling up production because they have a positive outlook about where the economy is going. Trump can do all that. And he can therefore make the economy so resilient and strong that even the deep state terrorists would not be able to bring it down. This is my advice, is massive reforms in the financial system, in the taxation system. Reform this whole system so that the American people can build businesses and hire people and produce products and services and ideas and innovation. And Trump needs to do things like end the SEC assault on cryptocurrency. Trump needs to nationally recognize gold and silver as currency and end any taxes nationwide, income taxes or gains taxes on both cryptocurrency and gold and silver. That would be amazing. So it's actually really interesting that Trump's best defenses against the sabotage by the deep state are doing things that would make America great again anyway, doing things that make America more resilient, more economically strong. These things need to be done anyway. So there are multiple reasons to do them. And then I know the naysayers be like, well, how are you going to fund government? Where are you going to get the trillions of dollars to fund government? The answer is simple. You cut government. You slash it. Cut it 50%, 70%. And I'm not talking about just discretionary spending. I mean, you slash government spending across the board. You say, well, you can't do that. It's all locked in. It's all built in, you know? Yeah, you can. Like I said before, you default on the old debt and the old country and the old currency, and you start a new system. That's how you do it. And the new system is a new country, a new gold-backed currency, no federal income taxes whatsoever, If you have to, you have a national retail sales tax, and maybe you have some tariffs along the way. But if you have an honest currency and no federal taxation, this country will flourish. It will more than make up for whatever chaos happens in the short term from defaulting on the debt. And yes, look, the debt is going to be defaulted anyway, sooner or later. The question is whether you're going to do it in a controlled manner or a completely uncontrolled, chaotic collapse. That's the only question. And I say, do it on your own terms. Roll out of that old system and into a new system. And do it with planning and, you know, with deliberation. And you can actually do a good job with that and give people a financial future rather than the financial doom they are now facing. Because even if people get their pensions and their Social Security right now, it's worth less and less every day anyway, because the dollar's losing its value because of all the debt printing. That's got to end. Otherwise, this whole cycle ends in, you know, total oblivion for the nation. So that's my quick outlook at what happens next. So, you know, be ready, protect your assets. Obviously, look at gold and silver. You can check out our sponsor in that space, the Treasure Island Precious Metals Company, metalswithmike.com, if you want to check them out. They are a sponsor from time to time of this podcast, and I've been working with them for years. They have really trustworthy service. I think this is a great time to consider metals in your hands, in your possession, gold and silver. Whatever happens to the dollar, I don't think the dollar is going to get more valuable. I think the dollar is going to get less valuable, which means preserving assets means moving into gold and silver. So check it out. I mean, I'm not your financial advisor, obviously, but do your own research and do what's right for you. In the meantime, keep supporting us at healthrangerstore.com for your nutritional needs, superfoods, personal care products, all ultra clean. We don't use fragrance chemicals. We don't use toxic fillers, artificial colors, artificial preservatives. We test everything for heavy metals, and all of our food items we're testing for microbiology and glyphosate. You know, we do more lab testing than anybody in this space. Ultra clean foods and more. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, Health Ranger. Follow my news at naturalnews.com and follow more of my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. And just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also, we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream,
you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format. You can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Salenti. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.